The Marijuana Control Board, which is writing the regulations, is in Anchorage for a two-day meeting. And there is some SICA representation in the form of Aaron Bean. Bean is at the meeting to testify. He's a lifelong resident and hopeful business owner.
I'm going to be owning a dispensary and marijuana cultivation facility in Sitka in the near future.
A future that remains foggy, given that the regulations are still in draft form. One clause of particular concern to Bean limits potency. The draft says that marijuana concentrates and products cannot be sold if they contain a THC content over 76%. Bean says that language is not only too vague, but not a high enough concentration for edibles.
Evidently, that isn't enough. People that were testifying today were saying that, you know, if you were to do it at home and just render your own product, it would be at about 80%.
Another hot-button topic is the status of social clubs. Since social clubs are not included as a license type under Alaska's marijuana statutes, the board can't make regulations. The four types of licenses the state can regulate are for cultivation, retail, manufacturing, and testing. Bean feels, however, that there aren't any testing facilities in Sitka that could meet the state's parameters, and that might stifle the industry.
Because there's no way to transport it. You can't take it after I cultivate. I can't take that product and throw it on the plane, bring it to the valley or to Anchorage here, wherever it is that the state has a lab, if it does, and give it back to me. But, you know, that's the biggest problem, I think, that not just Sitka, but, you know, not only any community that's not on the road system, but the industry as a whole has some problems with it.
As with alcohol, the draft regulations allow for local municipalities to create their own zoning rules about where cannabis entrepreneurs can open up shop. But the board is putting its foot down on one thing. The draft says licenses will not be given to those businesses located within 500 feet of a school, a recreation or youth center, a building in which religious services are regularly conducted, or a correctional facility. 500 feet, it's about the length of 1 1/3 football fields. But what does that look like in Sitka space? I went to find out and discovered it's about the length from the doorstep of the Russian Orthodox Cathedral to the totem pole in Totem Square. But I also discovered something else.
All right, heading back to the radio station now, but as I'm driving, there is not a single business in the downtown area that does not cater to kids in some way. I mean, I'm passing two churches, Pacific High School, Child Care Center. Up the road is the Baranoff Elementary School. So a business under these regulations could really only exist out the road.
Bean said that although the 500-foot perimeter is contentious, he doesn't take issue with it at all. In fact, he supports it.
You know, we need to do what we can to be responsible, to keep this away from children and out of their eyes. You know, we don't want to attract any child to the market.
Bean does, however, object to the board's ongoing conversation about prohibiting advertising and branding for all marijuana businesses.
I should be able to put my name out there on a sign or a logo or a sweatshirt or something, you know, no different than a brewing company.
The board will take written comment on the draft until November 11th and publish its final regulations on November 24th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.